Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Houston City Council will consider banning homeless people from sitting or lying their belongings on sidewalks across the greater East End today. The proposed move comes as law enforcement officers ramp up citations of homeless people where the rules are already in effect. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
Police officers issued nearly 1,000 citations for sidewalk obstruction in the 3 months since the last expansion in the Central Urban Core. Traswell Franklin says he's noticed the increased enforcement. He received 2 citations over the summer and was fined more than $500. He says the city should prioritize services and housing before enforcing the sidewalk laws.
Let's get the resources up and mobile before you try to administer an ordinance or a law, anything that you don't like, you want to enforce.
The proposed expansion of the ordinance to the East End comes as the city prepares to open a homeless services center in East Downtown that could temporarily shelter up to 320 people at a time. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Sales of consumable hemp products with some THC in Texas may soon be coming to an end. That's because a provision is included within the federal spending plan to reopen the government that would essentially outlaw the products nationwide in states where marijuana is illegal. The new laws wouldn't go into effect until next year, and Nancy Sims at the University of Houston said it would be difficult to reverse.
Even if the hemp lobby comes in strong next year, that alcohol lobby is also going to come in strong, and they want to see hemp banned.
Sims was a guest on Houston Matters this morning. This comes after the state defeated a THC ban proposed by Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick during the special legislative session earlier this year in Austin. After a brief cold snap earlier this week, we've got warm days ahead. Highs will be in the 80s for the rest of the week. Right now, it's 79 degrees on the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for